Gemara says that if we write the tzad, the suffix, the mind is the kula l'chumra. So the Gemara says, according to that tzad, that the mind is the chumra, then we can't learn out from chayu b'chanarein edim zayimim, because ma'alahanach sken yesh ben tzad chumra. And therefore it may be that b'alma, the din is that he gets, he's lucky about inim mishalim. So the Shita asked, how could that be? If the mind is the chumra, then how could that be that b'alma is lucky about inim mishalim? What happened? Why don't we say yisgur yisgur? You know, to give him the inim shakal, which is malchus, and not the inim shachumra, which is mammon. Taisus doesn't ask that kasha. Taisus is a different kasha. Taisus asks on the tzad that mammon is more kal. On the tzad that mammon is more kal. But how can on the tzad that mammon is more kal? And it's at that moment. So Taisus says, why by Chayvel b'Chaveri and by Edim Zayvim and the Kol Torah Kula really according to Ula, do we say Mishal and Ena Leike? Let's say Yisgur Yisgur. Taisus answers Chas Echman and Mamayna Denechma. That is a countervailing consideration. So it's very strange that Taisus ignores, you know, that question. That question Taisus solved, but he ignores the opposite question. The question runs both ways. Both of them, if in the sukkah itself, there's a kasha both if mammon is l'chumra and if mammon is l'kula. If mammon is l'chumra, you have the shita's question. The Gemara says, if mammon is l'chumra, then we can't learn out from chayvel and from edim zayimim. So therefore, ba'alma, he'll be like ve'edim mishal. If mammon is l'chumra, it's good, it's good. And then you have the opposite question. If mammon is l'kula, so then why ba'emis are you, according to Ula, are you mishal and ba'edim like? Let's say it's good, it's good. So Taisus addresses the second question, and he answers by mammon. To give him mammon is not there's no problem with iskur yisker because it's always better for the nechal. But Taisus ignores the opposite question on the tzad that mammon is the chumra, and yet the Gemara says that in kol ter kula maybe he'll be like yaveinu mishalim. What about iskur yisker? So Taisus, the shita brings from the Talmud Rashba. The Talmud Rashba said that in this sugi b'chal is not shayach iskur yisker. Because his goyisk is only shayach in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where he really has to chiyuv him. He's chayav shtei mitzvos, and he really ought to get both. Except we can't kill him twice. So which one are we going to do? So there we could say his goyisk. It doesn't make sense to give him the misa kala when he's be'emes chayav in the misa chamur. When in Ashtuk we're talking about k'derev shosu, we're talking about a p'tur. When he has to chiyuv him, he's chayav in one, he's potter in the other. So there, it may be that he's potter from the oyin shachomer. That suggests a kosu that the k'derev shosu. We don't give him both einshim. We give him one of the two einshim, and if maybe it will be that we give him the oyin shakal, and he's potter from the oyin shachomer. And since he's potter, there's no isgur yisker. That's the side of the Talmud Rashba. In which case, he takes this also get out of the realm of isgur yisker. But that's fine. But if that's the case, then what's Taisus kasha? Taisus does seem to work in Asug with this Guri Yisga. So yesterday I wanted to suggest that Taisus really agrees to the Talmud Rashba. That really in Asug, generally speaking, in the Dinuk Derish also, since he's chayv in one and potter from the other, we're talking about Pturim. Pturim suggests that Kosov, he's potter. So you can't ask, you know, he's Guri Yisga. He's potter. Why are we not managing the Einish HaChomer? Because he's potter from the Einish HaChomer. The Taisus could agree to the Talmud Rashba. The Taisus' question was specifically in the Pirchus of the Gemara. Because when we're talking Stamach Zeres HaKosuv, so Taisus says that he's potter. So you can't ask, why is he potter? He is potter. And now that he's potter, there's no Isgur Yisgur. But Taisus is asking on the Gemara. The Gemara has Pirchus on the Matzah. The Gemara, Taisus is asking specifically when the Gemara says, you know, let's learn out from Chayvul B'Chaveri and from Edom Zoymimim that Mimshalim ain't like it. So the Gemara says, no, maybe since Einim Zoymimim and Chayma B'Chaveri have a Kula, they have a Tzadkal, so that's why he's Mishalim Einim Loike. But Ba'alam is Loike Einim Mishalim. So on that particular line in the Gemara, Taisus is asking, that's a Pircha. A Pircha is already a Svara. What does a Pircha mean? When we ask a Pircha, we're saying maybe the reason, and here, important word, maybe the reason why the Torah said that, well, no, we don't ask, we don't look for reasons in the Gemara. Potter is Potter. That's what it is, he's Potter. But a Pircha means that we're saying, you can't learn from Chayvel and Edim Zoymimim, because maybe the reason why the Torah said that by Chayvel and by Edim Zoymimim, he's Mishalim and Eloike, is because Mishalim and Eloike is a Kula, and they have a Tzadkal, so the reason why we're Mekil, the reason why the Torah was Mekil to say Mishalim and Eloike, is because Edim Zoymimim and Chayvel have a Tzadkal. So here already we're in the realm of reasons, because a Pircha means we're suggesting a reason for the Torah. We don't normally do that. But when it comes to a Matzad, we have a right to say, maybe this is the reason. Talking about reasons, says Tosis, that's a reason to be Potter, that's a reason to give him the Einish HaKal, because Chayvel and Eidim Zoymim are Kal, but it's Guri Yisker. Chayvel and Chaveri and Eidim Zoymim and Lamaisa generally could get Malkus. They have a lot, they ought to get Malkus. So because we were Maisif, it's Guri Yisker, we should give him the Einish HaKal. That's what I wanted to say yesterday. Yeah, so Chaim Weber pointed out that it's against Taisel Lama Zayin. Taisel Lama Zayin, the Feirish use of the Sorah Viskur Yisker. Not in the context of a Pircha. We have a Feirish exists. Hakosu, Kneir Shosai, and the Abram Yakenu Le'Yosef, let's go there in Rav Yechanan, the Taisel Megala, Abram Yakenu, that is like Yavein and Shalom. And Taisel says, but that's only by Malkus a moment, but by Misu Malkus it can't because it's Gur Yisker. So that's not Mad Sads, it's not anything. So we're back to square one. That's where we left off yesterday. We're back to square one. So it seems that Taisus is not like the Talmud or Rashba. Taisus holds that even when we're talking about Ptur, even in the world of Kteir Shazi, we can say it's Guri Yisga. Yes, and Hadra Kushi Leduchta. So what does Taisus do with the Shitas Kasha? Taisus only answered the case where if Maman is the Kula, but if Maman is the Chumra, why don't we say? And yet in Kol Tar Kula, where has it said that we should say that it's like a Mishalem? What happened to Guri Yisga? So I think the answer. So that truth is the sheet has an answer, but I don't understand the sheet has an answer at all. Complicated answer. Sheet says that really you only say iskuri isker. Taisus holds by if mammon is kal, because the mammon you could have done less than a shavur putta. Now you're doing more than a shavur putta, so they're doing more than a shavur putta. That's specific. Then specifically, it bothers to say iskuri isker. But otherwise, you don't care about his Guri Yisker. Either Gemara Tzenedin has his Guri Yisker, so that's different, because there he did two Averis. Here he only did one Aver. It's a complicated pshat. I don't understand what it means, and also Taisus compares the case of Gemara Tzenedin to the case over here. So any of that, I don't know what to do with that sheep. But I think the pshat, I would suggest that the pshat in Taisus is, that Taisus holds that his Guri Yisker is not shaykh by Mammon at all. His Guri Yisker is only shaykh by Malkus or by Miso. It's not shaykh by Mammon. So it's the fact that he's not going to have to pay mammon. That's not good. There's no, we can't ask him that. It's Guri Yisker. How could it be Niska? Because what's the source of his Guri Yisker? The pshat of his Guri Yisker is that it's like a loyei chayte Niska. Yisker is lashon of Niska. In many places, loyei chayte Niska. How could it be he didn't have era and ordinarily would get a certain einish, and now because he did something worse. So all of a sudden he gets off the Einish, or he gets less severe Einish. So that's as far as Iskari is. But how could he be Chayt in Iskar? So that's Shaykh in things that are fundamentally Einish. So Malkus is an Einish, Mises is an Einish. So we're talking about somebody being nifter from Malkus and giving him Mammon, which is less of a Tviya. We're going to be Tveya from him less. So there Taisus says, Iskari Iskar, how could that be? But when it's the opposite way around, if on the side that mammon is chomer, but in certain cases, and nonetheless, the Gemara decided to say mammon is chomer, but he's like a vein of mishalim. So the Shita said, "This is Guri Yisker." Ordinarily, we chayim mammon, which is more severe. It's a bigger tefiyah. Mammon's a bigger tefiyah. And now, because he did an einish malkus on top of it, so we give him the malkus, and he's nisker. He doesn't have to pay the mammon. L'chayti nisker. Taisus, I want to say, I think Taisus holds that's not shaykh by mammon at all, because mammon is not an einish. I'm going to elaborate this in a second. But Mammon is not an Einish. Mammon is a Chiyuv Mammon. You have to recompense somebody. It's not fundamentally an Einish. It's not an Einish for a Chet. And since it's not an einish for a chet, so meila, there's no tain of lo yechayt niska. He has to pay mamon because he has to pay mamon. He has a chiyum mamon, and it happens to be he has a chiyum malchus. So then now he has a chiyum malchus, and the malchus by malchus patters a mamon. It doesn't have to pay mamon. The mamon in the first place wasn't an einish for a chet, so he'll be. It's better. It's true. Malchus is a mamon's mechomer. Mamon's mechomer means it's a bigger. It's a, we're being tovei from him more. When you take money from somebody, based on is taking from him something on the tzad that mamon is chomer. That means based on is being to be tovei a mamon. Based on is tovei a mamon from somebody. Somehow that's a deeper tefillah. We're taking from him more than when we take malchus. But it's not a einish. It's a big tefillah mamon. It's a big hefsid. It's not a einish for a chet. So maybe it's not shy at the time of shloya chayt and iska. This I want to explain a little bit. First of all, maybe you'll ask me, how can I say that it's not an einish? How can I say that mamon is not an einish? The whole drush of Tei Rish also is mishim risha achas at ha-mechayva. Yet ha-mechayva mishim shtei rishayas. The Torah calls mamon a risha. Rashi's lashon b'metzia is ein on the koyach lo-ein shay shtayim. So you see that it's called an einish. We're talking about Malkus and Mammon, and little Kayuk Lain Shishtaim. So you see, Rashi Lashon is that Malkus and Mammon were being Manishim. We're Manishim, can't be Manishim both, we're only Manishim one. Sounds like it's an Einish. Sounds like Mammon is an Einish. But I think that's not true. I think over there, Lain Shishtaim, Kdei Rosh Hashim, Risha Achas, it doesn't mean that he's a Rosh, that he didn't have air and he now deserves an Einish. Regular Mammon is for sure that way. Regular Mammon is an Einish. Regular Chiyuvay Mammon. Shoyal had an Einish, and he has to pay. Shalas Chayim and Oysen. That's an Oynish because he did a chet. What chet? He had an Oynish. But he has to pay because he took a chayim. So mecha tasted that as the wood. That's not an Oynish. Well, I'll tell you even stronger. Chiyuv Nene. We had a little sugya about Zar Shokhul Truma. Chiyuv Nene. Is the Kim and the Rabbi and the Nene? And the Chiyuv Nene? About it, yeah. That's the sugya. We had a sugya about Zar Shokhul Truma. That according to Abaye, according to Abaye, the Misa Bnei Shemai pathis from Mammon. So the Misa Bnei Shemai, Mabachilas Truma, pathis from the Chi of Nene that he was Nene from that Chilas Truma. Nene is not a Einish. Nene is not a Chet. Shem Shus Rabin is Mishal Masha Nene. There was something wrong. There was some Chisar and Shmir. Shem Shus Rabin, there's no Chisar and Shmir. Forget the Shem. The Shor is allowed to go to Shus Rabin. It's allowed to eat. But the Mice, you gave that you didn't have to serve the Shor's supper, so you have to pay Masha Nene. That's not Einish for a Chet. It's not, you had a Rebach, you have to pay for the Rebach. So nothing to do with the chet. It's not a chet. It's not an oynish. It's not a chiyum mamon. Rav Baruch Bar Taki asked. Rav Baruch Bar was surprised by it. Rav Baruch Bar said, "How can I have people rabbi and something that's basically a mamoni gavoch? It's not about an oynish at all." No, Dosh Nate. That's what it says over here. They see the kibbutz of the rabbi. It's not only about oynish. But even if you say that all other chiyumim mamon, maybe gneva, you know, maybe mazik, maybe those chiyumim in some sense they are because he did a chet. You know, you were mazik. It's probably also to be mazik. I would imagine. Stipulates assume in the meaning of a common summer. What exactly is the chet of what's the istit to be masik somebody? It comes up with a whole bunch of chatan. But so Rav Bar had taka harumina. Maybe kimli rabbin is only by einshin. But you see, it's not true. You see that as Rav Bar himself pointed out, you see that by nena this kimli rabbin. So you see that it's nothing to do with the kimli rabbin is not necessarily by what we would call an einish for a chet. Kimli rabbin is by any chiyuv. I the Torah says kedei rishosay rishachas. I don't think that means he's a Rosha in the sense that he did a Maisa Resha. That's like Rosha B'dinoi. That doesn't mean he's a Rosha that he did a Chet. It means he's a Rosha that he lost the entire. You have it entire between people in Dinei Mamonis. You know? So one of them is a Chayte. But the Torah says, V'tzdikos Hasadik V'shios HaRosha. It means Rosha B'dinoi. And the lashon of Rashi, "Elenu koyach lo'ein shishtayim," also doesn't mean it's einish for a chet. It means we don't have a basin doesn't have a koyach to be mechayiv shtayim. The lashon of einish doesn't mean it's einish for a chet. It means it's a chiyuv. Rashi by mimshach halashon atayra k'day rishosif. So meila, what I want to suggest is that by chiyuv mamon, not einish for a chet. And therefore, if it's einish for a chet, there's no shloya chayt in iska. So I want to think about it some more. Chayra, maybe you could tell me, maybe you'll ask me, mele by a regular mamon, but what about knas? Chayra knas is einish. This is a sugi about knas. Actually, you know, when the Gemara says when we're looking for a mocker for ula, al makosov ula b'mayin rishal nukal eloki. What's he talking about? He's talking about knas. Unless you learn like a benatam and tesis shalom, it's a sugi about b'ishus b'gav. But if you don't like Rabbeinu Tam, they say in the Tosfos Shonim, that the sugya is busy with boishes of kaf. The pasuk of Pshat and Gemara, we're busy with knas. So knas is doch, is a knas? Isn't a knas oinish? So I don't think that's so. Or at least it's not. I don't know that it's not necessarily so. I don't know that it's that it follows that a knas is an oinish. It's an oinish for a chet. The mashal. The Gemara is a shayla chatzi nezek. Is it knas or is it mamon? More later on in Rambam B'Kama, of course, more later on in Akharik as well, Gemara brings it. So what's the tzad of chatzin esek is a knas? So the Gemara says, because really, stam shor mebeches kashimu. He wasn't really expected to watch the short time. And bedinu that he shouldn't be chayiv at all. And yet the Torah said that, so why the Torah said he has to be chatzin esek? Says the Gemara, ki hechi de linterei l'shor. In order that he should watch the show better, So that's not oinish for a chet. It's a deterrent. Kehechid, the Lintel Shor, the Torah wants people should watch the shvara better. So Meila, the Torah said that even for a short time you have to pay chatzinesek. It'll be a deterrent. This is beferish. There you have a knas, definitely a knas, and it's nothing to do with it's not oinish for a chet. It's public policy. It's a good deterrent that people have to pay chatzinesek by a short time. So you see that it's not necessarily so that knas doesn't, that the definition of a knas is not oinish for a chet. So maybe all knas is not oinish for a chet. Al kaponim, it doesn't go to the essence of what a knas means, that it has to be oinish for a chet. Knas doesn't mean oinish for a chet. Knas means it's not masha hizik. It's yoshi masha hizik. It's pochus masha hizik. He doesn't have to pay, else it's masha hizik. It has some other reason why he has to pay. It's not masha hizik. But it's not oinish for a chet. So that's what I want to say. By moment, even by knas, there's no shiloye chaytuniska. Because he's not a chayte. The moment is not for being a chayte. If the moment is not for being a chayte, then there's no esduyus. So I thought, so that's Gevaldik and Tysus. So therefore, and the Gemara about Mamayna Lechumra, no, Tysus is screaming for Ezra. The Gemara first, what comes first in the Gemara? Mamayna Lechumra, Mamayna Lechumra. Mamayna Lechumra. And the Gemara of Mamayna Lechumra, the Shita says, what happened to Zguyuska? Tysus passes that by in silence. Then he comes to the tzad that moment is the Kula, and all of a sudden Tysus wakes up and he says, Zguyuska. Why is it only tzad? Why is it only kashin tzad that moment is the kula? The shita had the kasha already at the beginning. Talmud Rashi has the kasha already at the tzad that moment is the chumah. And the Talmud Rashi said a very nice teretz that here it's a p'tur. By p'tur we don't say it's guri yisker. But Tosis obviously doesn't have that hanocha. Tosis tells that even by p'tur you say it's guri yisker. So why does Tosis only have the kasha on the tzad that moment is the kula and not on the tzad that moment is the chumah? The answer is because Tosis holds that only it's guri yisker if he's being nisker not to get malchus. Or not to get miso, like in the Tosfos Lama Zayin. But that he's nisker, not to have to pay momen, that's not a chayti nisker, because it wasn't an oinish for a chet in the first place. So Meilam, that's sad that momen is the chumra, and yet sometimes therefore, you know, we can't learn that from chayvim leinim zayimim, because they have a tzad chomer, and be alma, therefore, be like of einim mishalim. So the Shita said, how can you be like of einim mishalim? Momen is chomer. How does he get out of the momen? By being chayv malchus. Tosfos wasn't bothered by that. Getting out of Mammon is not his goy iska. The chi of Mammon was never einish for a chet, so there's no chet in iska. It's just a din. About he has to pay Mammon, and if he doesn't have a chet, and he has a chi of Mammon, this is part of a Mammon. There's no kash of his goy iska. That's the din of Kleir Shosa. He had a chi of Mammon, but now he has a chi of Mammon, because he doesn't have to pay the chi of Mammon. Mammon is more chomer, Mammon is a bigger hefset. Fine, it's very nice. He would have had to do something worse. He would have had to pay Mammon. Now he has to pay Malkus. But there's no loy chet in iska, because the chi of Knas in the first place was not a einish for a chet. If he was a short time, a guy, let's say he had a kimli geradmenei of a short time shehizik, and at the same time that the short time was being mazik, the bialim incurred a chiyuv malchus. So the din will be like a veinu mishal. According to Yochanan, that will be the din like a veinu mishal. Even according to Ulam, where the halamina we can't learn out from chayvelin that edim zayim, so we would have thought that the alma is like a veinu mishal. So the din would be that it's like a veinu mishal. So do we say would we say it's good yisker? Leichayt and iska? Has he? What happened to leichayt and iska? What do you mean lo yechayt niska? It was never an oinish for chet in the first place. The reason why he had a chiv to pay, why you have to pay by a short time shehizik, is not because he did anything wrong, and not because anything wrong with you, and not because he wants to punish you, but it's public policy for everybody else. So in the so now you got off this. So we have a public. You're really a nice guy. You really shouldn't have to pay anyway. You're a nice guy. You don't deserve to pay chatzin nezik ever. But the Torah made you pay chatzin nezik because the Torah wants to give you a deterrent. Okay, so now Baruch Hashem, you have a chi of Malkus, and we're not going to give you the deterrent. You're a chayt in Niskar? You're not a chayt in the first place. You're a Niskar. Yeah, you are a Niskar. That's true. You're a Niskar. But you're not a chayt in Niskar.
Tanas for the short. This is like the nature of all.
No, but once I have one case, the Tanas doesn't mean that it's a punishment. So then Knas is not the definition of Knas, the longer the punishment.
Maybe that's just an exception.
So it could be a, the Torah may have different reasons for, I don't know why the Torah, now I don't have to, the Torah, maybe in some places the Torah gives you a Knas, maybe the reason why the Torah gives you a Knas is, yes, the Torah does want to punish you. We don't know, it's already Xeis HaKosov. Knas is Xeis HaKosov. You know, I like this, I would have thought, but that's the definition, like Malkus, the definition of Malkus is that it's an Einish. The definition of Knas is not that it's an Einish. I see from the Gemara over there that the definition of class is not that it's an Einish. So I want to say time of the Kor, you know, time of the Kor, maybe sometimes it is an Einish. I know. Why does the Ma'anis have to pay a Chamishim Kes? It's a Knas. Why would, is it because he did a Chet? Maybe not. I don't know. But it's not the definition of Knas. Knas is Yeres HaKosel. So Mele is no Lo Yechayt in this. The thing is very, very Meruvach in Tosis. It comes out like this. It comes out an interesting thing. That the bottom line, both according to Tosis and according to the Talmud HaRashba, is that there's no that an Ar Sugya outside of the Pirkus that an Ar Sugya is Skuri Iskir does not play a role. According to Talmud Rashba, Skuri Iskir doesn't play a role in Ar Sugya because when you talk about Ptur, there's no Skuri Iskir. Skuri Iskir is only Sanhedrin, you have to Chiyuvim. Here you have a Ptur. By Ptur, there's no Skuri Iskir. Even according to Tosfos, the bottom line according to Tosfos is that there's no Skuri Iskir in Ar Sugya either. Skuri Iskir in Ar Sugya is irrelevant because Manashach. If he's being potter from Mammon, so that is no Iskuri Iskir, because Mammon's not only Shvar Chet, it's like we're saying, so it's Iskuri Iskir. And if he's being potter from Malkus, and paying Mammon instead, there's also no Iskuri Iskir, because Taish had a kasha that there should be, but Taish the answer is that since Chas Rachmon and Mamedah the Nechbal, so there's also no Iskuri Iskir. So the bottom line, if we sum up, the bottom line of Taish is, both and according to Talmud Rashi, the bottom line of both of these approaches is that it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. Could be the Malkus and Machomer, and you'll get Mammon anyway. According to Talmud Rashi, because, right? No, according to Talmud Rashi, that's his teretz. There's no Iskur Iskur, because in Kdei Rishosi, which is a tour, there's no Iskur Iskur. And according to Tosfos, even Tosfos, only at a Havamina that we say Iskuri Iskur when he's being potter from Malkus. We're giving him Mammon and not Malkus. So Tosfos at Havamina, let's say Iskuri Iskur. If it's the other way around, Tosfos doesn't even have Havamina. To be potter from Mammon is not Iskuri Iskur. To be potter from Malkus and to pay Mammon instead, that Tosfos thought should be Chaytan Iskur. We should say Iskuri Iskur. But what's Tosfos' heritage? That it's not Iskuri Iskur because Chos Rachmanim Mammon the Nechba. I think that's anyway very, very, very compelling because I mentioned yesterday, you see in the sugya, when the sugya discusses, you know, my time of Dula, my time of Rav Yochanan, why does the Gemara say, you know, my time of Rav Yochanan, maybe Rav Yochanan holds Malkus Mechomer, so we have to give you Malkus, as a Skuri Iskir. Or the Gemara discusses Ula, my time of Dula. Why does the Gemara say, time of Dula, we have to give you a moment because Mammon's Mechomer is Skuri Iskir. You know, in the basic Machlokes Ula and Rav Yochanan, the Gemara doesn't mention, there's no mention at all that, you know, the reason why Ula says you get Mammon is because Mammon's Mechomer. You know, if you would have asked me, you know, Bashkof Rishon, before learning the sugya, you know, Ula says he m'mayna m'shal m'kalei lakir. Rav Yochanan says that he's lakir v'ayna m'shal. I would have thought, you know, if I would have been ignorant of the whole sugya, I would have said, what's the machlekes? The machlekes is what's more chomer. Ula holds moment is more chomer, you get moment. Rav Yochanan holds malchus is more chomer, you get malchus. There's no mention of that in the sugya. The Mamish no mention. The Gemara doesn't talk about what's more, if Mammon is Chomer or Mammon is Kal, until the Gemara gets into the nitty gritty of the Drushas with the Binyanav, and can you make a Ma'atzad from Chayvel and from Edom Zoymimim, whereas a Pircha, Malahanach, if Mammon is Lakula, so maybe the reason why, and that's not Iskuri Iskur. When we're making a Pircha, that's not Iskuri Iskur. Hey, that needs to be. Iskuri Iskur means it can't be that we give him the Einish HaKal and we pat him from the Einish HaChomer. Lo Yechaytin Iskur. He says that's not relevant to the sugya. We could, because chasachman is made in the nechbal. The Gemara is saying something. The Gemara has something else. The Gemara says you want to learn out of mahatzad from chayvul and made mizayimim. That chayvul and made mizayimim is mishalem made a leike. Let's learn out from there. But alma is mishalem made a leike. So the Gemara says that we can ask a pirchan. Maybe the reason why the Torah was mekel by chayvul and made mizayimim that is mishalem mamon is because they have a tzad kal. Since Chayvul and Zayim have a tzad kal, so maybe the Torah therefore was makel give them the din hakal of mamon. Or if I can't, maybe because they have a tzad chomer, the Torah was machmer to give them the einish chomer of mamon. That's not Iskuri Iskur. Iskuri Iskur means it's inconceivable that he should get the Oyna Shakal and not get the Oyna Shachamah. Because the Oyna, you have to always get the Oyna Shachamah. You have to get the Oyna Shachamah because the Yechayt is. The Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara is saying we have a Gezeres HaKosu that Chayul and Edim Zoyim and Mishalim and like. But maybe the reason, which is, let's say, if Mammon is a Chumrah, that's a Chumrah. For you, it's a Chumrah anyway. The Mishalim and like. So we want it or not, we want it. So that's a din. Not because it's inconceivable otherwise, but that's what the Torah said. So that one I say maybe. So let's learn out from there. Binyan Avla Alma. So the Gemara says no, maybe. Not because it's inconceivable otherwise, but there's no warrant to learn out from Chayvul and Reinu Zoyimim, because since they have a Tzad Chomer, maybe that's why they get the Dinah Chomer, since they have a Tzad Kal. Like any Matzad of the Torah, any Tzad Chomer in the Torah, in Malahad, Shkeshim, you know, Tzad Chomer in Kol Herkul and in Kol Shas Kulay. That's not to do with the Skuy Yisker. It's not that it's impossible to imagine he should get the less Chomer the Kedim. We could imagine he would get the less chomer. We could imagine he should get the dinah chomer. We could imagine he should get the dinah kal. It happens to be he gets the dinah chomer, but maybe it's because he has a tzad chomer. We came out from there la'alma. That's not a sugi about his guri yisker. His guri yisker is something Tosis schlep from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It doesn't say in Agamar at all. And Tosis does not shaykh, because since chas rachmana moina the nechbal, so it's conceivable. His guri yisker means that a priori you have to get the einish chomer because we can't be chayk in yisker. There's not much. Because even if Mammon is Leina Shakal, but maybe that's what you should get, because Chas Rechman and Leina Nechol. There's another party here also. So it's good for you, what's bad for you, what's a cooler for you, for him it's a mile. So Bekitsu, so it comes out, that's what I want to bring out, that even the Tosis and Talmud and Rashba, there are two different approaches here in the Sugya. But why over here don't you say Iskur Yisker? The Talmud and Rashba says, because it's nothing, because here we're talking about Peturim, Peturim there's no Iskur Yisker. Taisus holds in Peturah to Shaiach is Guri Yisker. That's what Taisus Lama Zayin was all the fair. Taisus holds even by Peturah could have a Guri Yisker. So why is no Guri Yisker in Asagil? So Taisus has a different way of dealing with it. He says Madashach by when you're going to be when we're going to when if Mammon is Kal, so there's no Guri Yisker because Chas Rachman Amoyin in the Nechba. And what about if Mammon is Chomer? That's what I'm explaining. If Mammon is Chomer, there's also no Guri Yisker because to be potter from Mammon is not a Chaytin Yisker, because Mammon is not a Inish Rachet. So bottom line is, both according to Talmud and Rashba and according to Tosfos, there's nothing in the sugya about his guri yisker at all. Which is anyway mashma in the sugya, because the Gemara never discusses, then there's no mashmais in the sugya that, you know, that the reason for Ulu is because Mammon is chomer in his guri yisker. Or the reason for Rav Yochanan is because Malkus is chomer in his guri yisker. His guri yisker is not relevant. It bears on, yeah.
Would this lechar mean that, at least in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, reviewing the momentary schar that the chote gets because he's getting a more kal form of
misa
as a schar, like reviewing that as something which is like mamish tangible?
No, like a chote in niska means it can't be because he did a bigger chet, he has less of a einish. That's what means like a chote in niska. You know, if he would have done one chet, he would have had the, you know, would have just done a chiyuv chenet, and it's a chenet, so then he would get chenek, and now that he did it, it's a strafe, if he would have done it, it's a strafe, he would have gotten strafe, and now that he did it, it's a chenek too, so we only give him chenek. That's his guri yisker. He's chayt in yisker. He's deserving a bigger einish, and because he did a bigger chet, he gets a lesser einish. That's only shaykh we're talking about, einishim for a chet. That's what I'm saying, mama's not einish for a chet. So when mama's not shaykh, it's guri yisker. And Malkus the Shaykh is Guri Yisker, that place is Kasha. That's his answer, but when you're talking about Malkus versus Mammon, we don't say it's Guri Yisker. Because maybe we ought to, you know, maybe we would have, if you were the only person involved, maybe we would say it's Guri Yisker, but there's another party. And Chas Rachman and Mada Nechba. Why should he suffer? Because in order that you should get the bigger image. This is Nagan, this I said yesterday also, but now we're plugging it over here. It's Nagan to the Hafla. You know, the Rama Paskins that by in Rav Yochanan holds Mulkalaki Minor Limishalim except for Chayvul. Chayvul is the exception. That's the Gemara. Chayvul is separate. Rav Yochanan is made by Chayvul and Adam Zayman. So the Rama says, what if there was another Malkus? What if it was Chayvul the Chaverin Yom Kippur? So the Rama says, still, the Minor Mishalim Mulkalaki. So that flow is Mephalpul. He said, Lachar, this issue, or this Ramam, is totally in the Sophic Gemara, whether Mammon is a Kula or Mammon is a Chumra. Because if Mammon is a Chumra, because he said like this, really Rav Yochanan holds you're like a Veinu Mishalim except by Chayvul. By Chayvul you're Mishalim and you're like, so is that a Kula by Chayvul or is it a Chumra by Chayvul? I told you that yesterday. He says, well, it depends. If Mammon is a Kula, so the fact that by Chayvul he's Mishalim and you're is a Kula by Chayvul, why would we make a by Chayvul? Must be because must be because why would we make it by chayvel? It must be because the lav of panyosef is kal because it's tutu mechalal. Mam is a chumah, then we'll be machmer by chayvel. Why would we be machmer by chayvel? It must be because chayvel has a chumah that is chay by chamisha dvarim. So that the halacha comes out. If it's a chumah because it's chay by chamisha dvarim, so it's a chumah in the moment. So then even if he add on a lav of Yom Kippur, but there's a chum in the moment, it's chay b'chamisha dvar. But if it's a kul in the lav, because it's hutu mechlaloi, that's only the lav of Pen Yosef. But the lav of Yom Kippur is not hutu mechlaloi. So the Ram apparently holds the moment is the chumr, and then the shafla is, how the Ram know? The Gemara is a suffix. Whether moment is the kul or moment is the kul. That's the hafla. I think the whole hafla only works if you hold, I think the whole hafla, the way we explain it now, I think the hafla is not right. Because plus, sort of assuming that if by chayvel we're machmer on him or we makel on him, there must be a reason why we're machmer on him. There must be a reason why we're makel, because it's kal, because it's chomer. That's why we're being machmer. You know, the Torah said by chayvel you pay mamon your mamon. Normally, it's like made a mshalim. By chayvel is mshalim made a leike. Why was the Torah makel by chayvel? Or why was the Torah machmer by chayvel? So, if we would hold that there's a concept of iskir and asugyo. You know, so then I would understand that there's that you have to ask every time you give somebody the Einish HaKal, and he's really only get the Einish HaChomer, so we need to sort of ask ourselves, why are we being Mekel on him? But there's no Iskari Yisgir in Asugya. That's the bottom line. There's no Iskari Yisgir in Asugya. So we can give somebody an Einish HaKal, somebody might deserve an Einish HaChomer, and get an Einish HaKal. Somebody might deserve an Einish HaKal, and get an Einish HaKal. That's not, it doesn't need explaining. The fact that somebody deserves an Einish HaChomer, or ordinarily we get an Einish HaChomer, because we would say, let's say like Malkus is Chomer. The fact that ordinarily you get Malkus, which is Chomer, and by Chayvel, this exerts a concept that we give you a moment, which is Kal, doesn't need explaining. It's not as if, you know, we have to answer to the bar of, you know, we have to answer at the bar of, you know, Isgur Yisker, why is this Chayte being Yisker? Why are you giving him a less severe punishment? Why? What I'm saying is a little bit fuzzy. I'm not saying it. But the point that I'm making is, we only have to discuss is Malkus Chomer or is Malkus Kal in the context, bottom line comes out, that the issue of whether Malkus is Chomer or Malkus is Kal is only Negev when we're making Pirchas and Amatzad. We want to make Pirchas and Amatzad, then it's important to answer the question, is Mamun a Chomer or is Mamun a Kul? Because if Mamun is a Chomer, then the Pirchas is going to be Sheishim Sad Chomer. If Mamun is a Kul, the Pirchas is going to be Sheishim Sad Kal. But if you're not dealing with making a Matzad, you're just dealing with the fact, Exerz HaKosuv, that ordinarily, according to Rav Yochanan, you like a mishalim, and by chayvel you're mishalim v'ein eloike. Why does that need explaining? That doesn't need to be explaining in terms of which is chomer and which is kal. We're not dealing with matzad. Rav Yochanan is not a matzad. Rav Yochanan has exerced a kosov of ordinarily like a v'ein mishalim since Arbom Yakenum. He has exerced a kosov by chayvel v'ein mishalim that you're mishalim v'ein eloike. That's the end of the story. This exerced a kosov. Here you're mishalim and here you like it. If we were making matzads again, if you're making matzads, you have to deal with which is chomer, which is kal. But Rav Yochanan is not a matzad. If there would be a swarv iskur yisker in our sugya, so then also you have to answer, also you have to explain in terms of iskur yisker, why is somebody getting an Einish HaKal? I don't even know what the answer would be, but you know, in Sanhedrin, we have to know which is the Misa Chamur because it's iskur yisker. Guys, Chayim and Shtei Misa, so I know which one to give him. Well, that's, since there we have a concept of iskur yisker, we have to determine which is the Einish HaKal. But in our sugya, there's no iskur yisker. So if there's no iskur yisker in our sugya, you want to know, does somebody get Malkus or doesn't get Mammon, which is Chomer, which is Kala, is irrelevant. Because it could very well be that somebody could get the Einish HaChomer, he could get the Einish HaKal. It could be that Mammon is Chomer, we give Malkus anyway, because Chasar Achman and Mayna Denechbo. It could be the other way around. We don't need to answer, we don't need to ask which is more Chomer, which is more Kala. It's irrelevant. It's not a Matzah, there's no Iskari Iskari. So Melech, I think the whole Hanukkah of that flaw is not right. The Hanukkah of that flaw was that we need to explain, in Rabbi Yochanan's world, we need to explain how can be Alma you get not Malkus and not Mammon, and by Chayvel you get Mammon and not Malkus. It must be, we have to somehow explain that in terms of which is Dainish HaChom and which is Dainish HaKal. We don't need to do that at all. Because we don't have to answer to Iskur Yisgur.
Didn't we say from
Ritzel
that according to the Rambam, Knas is really an Einish, in which case the Chajbin of Tosis will fall off.
according to the Rambam, Nezek and Sar are really a Knas and not Mammon. But I didn't say that Knas is, but Knas is not Einish for Chet. It's mostly showing about Knas is that Nezek and Sar are a Mammon. If you can be Moed, then you can be Chayav. Same as Boshes of Gav. And the Rambam Shita is, and Boshes of Gav are a Mammon, you can be Moed, and you can be Moed. And Nezek and Sar are Knas, and therefore if you're Moed, you're Potter. Fine, I'm just saying that Knas is that there is such a thing in the world as a Knas. There's a Knas moment. But I'm saying Knas moment is not an Ishra Chet. Chatzin Nezek is not an Ishra Chet. It's still a Knas. If you might be bought. I wanted to tell you one thing also, because since we're ending, I think today is the last year, so I wanted to tell you one thing. I don't want to leave it undiscussed. I imagine that next semester we're going to come back and we'll go through Ula again quickly, because we're going to, just to get into the series, not to go through Emesis again, everything that we went, but we're going to have to, you know, re-enter the sugya a little bit. But I just wanted to, so maybe this is what I'm about to tell you now, maybe we'll touch it again, but I'll tell it to now anyway, in order that we should have, you know, finished Ula in some sense. Kvega had a aura. I mentioned the other day. What's Rabbi Yochanan's answer to the steer of the Mishnayos? There's some new thing. You can forget about Iskir. What's Rabbi Yochanan's answer? I have a steer in the Mishnayos, I have a Mishnah in the Mishnah in Malchus. What's Rabbi Yochanan's answer? Kanshi Yisrubai, Kanshi Lai Yisrubai. And here we're talking about there was no Asra, so you get Mammon. Over there we're talking about there was Asra. Since this Asra, you like it, like a Vayna Mishal. Because the rule according to Rechem is that where there was a Asra, so you like it and you're not Mishal. The Malchus Pathas from the Mum. Except for Chayvel and Mab. Except for Chayvel and Eidim Zayman. Chutz me Chayvel and Eidim Zayman. So Kreger asked. But by the Mishnah Malchus, Havala Chaysoi, besides the Knas, for which he's potter, because like Yom Shalom, there's also Baishas of Gat. Unless he's a Shaita or something, but ordinarily, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it's a Shaita. Ula has an Akimt of a Shaita, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that. Ordinarily speaking, the same way there could be a Chiyah Knas, there's a Chiyah Baishas of Gat. Baishas of Gat is Chavolas. And Chavolas in Shalom ain't like it. So what did Rabbi Yochanan get? The Mishnah Malchus is talking about where they gave him Asra. Since they gave him Asra, the Malchus patters from the Chiyah Knas. Fine, the Malchus patters from the Chiyah Knas, doesn't patter from the Chiyah Boshes of Gam. And forget, now that there's Boshes of Gam, the Boshes of Gam, which is Chavolas, should patter from the Malchus. And then you get Knas too, because once you patter from the Malchus, you can get Knas to boot. But I'll compare him, why, that's not even important. Why do you say Eilein Aleikin? Eilein Aleikin, Abba'la Chaysi, Abba'la Shizokim, and so on. Why? The Chiyah Boshes of Gam is Chavolas, Chavolas patters from Malchus. So we said, Kreger talks to you a little bit. We have to say one of two things. What are the two possibilities? Right. Either you have to say that, not like the Rambam, that even by Chayvel, when we say Mishalim and Aleika, that's only where there's only the Lava Pen Yosef. But if we add another Lava on top of it, like the Lava Yom Kippur, or like the Lava of Chayisoy, so then it's Takalik of Mishalim, even by Chavolos. That's one possibility. Or possibility number two. What's the other way out? So only two ways out of this box. What's the other way out? That Boshes of Gam is not Chavolos. Like we know what the Rambam holds anyway. Boshes of Gam not Chavolos. We saw it's Machleik's face shown in the and there in a time. Boshes of Gam is Chavolos. So one of these are the two possibilities. So the Rambam, we know what he holds on both counts. The Rambam holds that Boshes of Gam that if you add another lav, you still say Mishalim and Aleika. So he doesn't have that exit. He doesn't have that way out of the kasha. But he has the other way out of the kasha. He holds, as we know, that Boshes of Gam is not Chavolos. That's anyway Shitas Rambam. So the Rambam is very good. But Akapanim, each one, whatever you hold about one, in a way is going to be Mechiyach what you hold about the other. So you don't have the other end. If you don't have one way out, you have to have the other way out. So therefore, according to the Taisus Yishanim, who holds that Boishu Gam is Chavolos, we saw in the Taisus Yishanim, it holds Boishu Gam is Chavolos, it has the Chum of Chai V'Chamish Dvarim, and so on. We saw in the Taisus Yishanim from several angles that Taisus Yishanim holds that Boishu Gam is Chavolos. The simplest place we saw it is, I think Rabbi Kerig himself points it out. The Taisus Yishanim asked in Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan learns the Sugi is talking about Boishu Gam. And the Taisus Yishanim asked in the Rabbeinu Tam, how can the sugi be taught of Beishus Gam? The Gemara says we can't learn it out from Chayvul B'Chaverim, Malah Chayvul B'Chaverim Shem Chayv B'Chamish Advarim. We're talking about Beishus Gam. Beishus Gam is Chavolus, and it's Chayv B'Chamish Advarim. Maybe not in this particular case, but it belongs to the class of Chavolus, that Chayv B'Chamish Advarim. So obviously he holds that Chavolus, that Beishus Gam is regular Chavolus. So he's obviously going to have to hold what he's going to do with Rabbi Gregus Kash. He's going to have to hold the other way out. That the din of chayvul b'chaver, that by chayvul is mishal men aleika, that's only if it wasn't nitoisif another lav. But if it was nitoisif another lav, then it's like v'ein mishal. So I have a couple of hours here. First of all, we said at the time, what's the Rambam talian? This din of the Rambam that if you add a lav in kippur, still mishal men aleika. What's it Tolian? We said it's Tolian. How to understand the Xeris and Chosov of Chayvul is Mishal Men Aleika? Is it din in the moment or is it din in the Malkus? Is it din that the moment of Chayvul is special, that it overrides the lot of the Malkus? Ordinarily, according to Yerkin, the Malkus is Doicha the moment. The moment of Chayvul B'Chaver is more special, it's more strong, whatever it is, that it's Doicha the lot. Or is it din in the lot, that the lot of Pen Yosef is somehow weak? And it's nitchal yidei the moment. So that's totally, that's totally, the Rambam is totally that chakir. If it's a din in the moment, that the moment of Chayvul B'Chaver is strong and it's doicha malchus, so it's doicha all malchus, doicha even the malchus of Yom Kippur, even the malchus of Achaisa. If it's a din in the malchus of Eloi Pen Yosef is weak. But if you add another malchus, or a malchus of Achaisa, or a malchus of Yom Kippur that's strong, then it'll be a regular malchus and Mishal, and Eloi Kevein and Mishal. And the Rambam apparently holds that Chayvul B'Chaver is a din in the moment. So I said the other day, a riot to the Rambam. The Rambam had a riot. How did the Rambam know that it's din in the moment? Maybe it's din in the Malkus. Anybody remember? For the Gemara later on, the Gemara says that if he was chayvul b'chaveri, less than shomer putah, and at the same time he was kor shirayim, so that he's loy kevein b'shalom. Why? The lav of Pen Yosef is weak. It's nitchal yidei moment. So you see from that Gemara, no, it's the other way around. It's the moment of chayvul is strong. But that's not the moment of Chayvul, that's the moment of Korosh Yirayim. That's a regular moment, and it's like Yivayna Mishal. So from there, the Rambam saw that it's a din in the moment, it's not a din in the Malkus. So the Rambam understood, therefore the Rambam extrapolated to the mirror image case, where it's the other way around. We had the moment of Chavolus with another lav on top of it, but it's a din in the moment, and therefore it'll be Mishal and Eloi. That's how we were mazbe the Rambam. Okay, so now, Yesh Lod, Yesh Lishol, what about according to the Taisha Shalom, Lod Maises, we're saying now, Behechet, the Taisha Shalom is Chayvul and the Rambam. Taisus Yishanim holds the Rambam is wrong. That if you add another lav, he's Mishal Meina Leikin. He's Leikin Meina Mishal. So it sounds like it's a din in the Malkus. What's he going to do with that Gemara? There you see it's a din in the moment. So I want to say just briefly now, because we don't have so much time. I think the answer is going to be for the Taisus Yishanim that he holds it's a din in both. That it's a din both in the Malkus of Ben Yosef, together with the moment of Chavolus, of have this quality that the Malkus is nitchav in the moment. But if it's not the moment of Chavolus, or if it's not the Malkus of Pen Yosef, either way, then it reverts to the regulative of Lekiv and Mishal. So in the case over there in the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, I think it is, where he was Chayvul and at the same time he was Kor Shirayim, he was Chayvul Pachas Mishal Putan, and he was Kor Shirayim. So it lacks, it's not the moment of Chavolus, it's a different moment. So therefore, it reverts to Lekiv and Mishal. But the other way around also, in the case where you have Chavolus, Boishu Gam is Chavolus, but we add to it the Lav of Achaisoi, that's also not the Lav of Pen Yosef. It's also not the model of Chavolus, because it's a different Lav. We've added another Lav. So again, we revert to Loi Kevein Mishal. And according to Taisus Yishanim, it's not a din in the moment alone, or a din in the Malkus alone. It's a din in the moment of Chavolus with the Malkus of Pen Yosef. Those two together have a quality that is Mishal Men Aleikim. But if you add a different moment, you put a different moment into it, and it's going to be like that moment. If there's no moment of Chavolus and you only have the moment of Kor Shirayim, then it's regular like Yivayna Mishal, and vice versa. Even if you have the moment of Chavolus, but if there's some other malchus involved, then again it'll revert to like Yivayna Mishal. That's one nekuda. Then I have another nekuda within this with this Taisa Shalom. So if the Taisa Shalom in fact is chaylik on the Rambam, or that's the cheshbon, the Taisa Shalom has to be chaylik on the Rambam. If Craig is cheshbon, so I have the following question. The Gemara says, bottom line in Ula, how does Ula know Mishalom and Eloika? So he can't learn that from Chayvel because it's Had Chomer or it's Had Kal. Can't learn that from Eden Zoymim because it has its Had Chomer or it's Had Kal. So what does he learn that from? Tachas Tachas. El Ula Tachas Tachas Gom. What's Tachas Tachas? So Gzer Shova between Knas and Chayvel L'Chamer. There we learn that just like by Chayvel L'Chamer, he's Mishalom and Eloika. So too by Knas, he's Mishalom and Eloika. And that's why Ula holds that by Baal HaChayso, he's Mishalom and Eloika. I don't understand. According to Taisus Yishonim, by Chavolis itself, the din is Mishalom and Eloika is only when it's the moment of Chavolis with the Malkus of Chavolis. But if there's some Malkus Menachutz, then it reverts to the regular din of Eloika and Mishal. That's the Chedim. So now we have Gzeir Shova, Tachas Tachas. The Knas is like Chavol. But what can the Gzeir Shova tell me? You can't make it more than Chavol. Chavol itself, the din of Mamon Mishal Galiloki, is only when they have the moment of Chavol with the Malkus of Chavol. So by Knas, you can have the moment of Knas. I don't know if there even is a Malkus of Knas. So like, I don't know what you would learn out exactly. So I don't know. I don't know if there's even a case. But what we're talking about is the case we have the moment of Knas with the Malkus of Achayseh, Alzeh Adonim, Chavol Achayseh. How can you learn that from Chayvel B'Chaveri? By Chayvel B'Chaveri itself, if you would add the Malkus of Achayse, it would be like a Vein HaMishal. I can see by Boishas, like the Tesh Shonim holds by Boishas of Gam. If you have by Boishas of Gam, it's Chavolus, and nonetheless, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's like it's by Baal HaChayse, you're like it, and you don't pay the Boishas of Gam because it's because we added a new lab Menachutz. Yeah, let me put it up on the board. It's a nice cheshbon, and I think it's going to be machbir something. Again, what's Rabbi Craig's kasha? Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah of Eilei Halakim by his Shubay. And he's like the Rain of Mishal. Ask Rabbi Greger, but there's the moment of Boishas of Gam, which includes Chavolos. And by Chavolos, the Din is Mishal and Eloika. So why does he go about this? So we have to say one of two things. Either we have to say that Boishas of Gam is not Chavolos. Or we have to say that Boishas of Gam is Mishal Meir Eloika only if there's no other lav. But Kishini Toysef, if you add another lav, Menachutz, like Achoysoi, then it's like Kivayim Mishal. Now, the Rambam goes with the first option. But the Taisus Shishonim can't go with the first option. Taisus Shishonim holds with Ferish Boishas Kam is Chavolos. When he asks in every Nakam, he says, Chamish Dvarim. So the Taisus Shishonim holds Boishas Kam is Chavolos. Boishas Kam is Chavolos. Al Korkach, the Taisus Shishonim have to go with the second option. They, when you add a Lach Menachot, so you like a Veda Mishal. That's in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's go back to the world of Ula. Ula says, Mishal and Veda like it. And therefore, the mission about Eilei Halakim has to be by a begeres, because if it should be a naira, what would be the din? Be mishal meir halakim. So must mean only lulaha. Can't learn out from chaybel because it's tzad chomer and tzad kal. Can't learn out from eden zaymim and they have tzad chomer and tzad kal. So where do we learn from the end? From tachas tachas. Tachas tachas, which means that knas has a gzeres shava from chaybel. So therefore, what do we want to say? Just like by chaybel, the Torah says you mishal meir halakim. So do like Nas, you're Mishalom and Eloika, and that's why Ula says you're Mishalom and Eloika. That's the Gemara. I'm asking a question. But according to Tosfos Shonim, that the Moshe's Gam is Mishalim and Eloika, that's only when it's not Nitoisef Alav Min Achutz. But it's, if it's Nitoisef Alav Min Achutz, then you like Vein Mishalim. Well, over here, it's Nitoisef, in the case of Knas, we're talking about a case where there's a Lav Min Achutz of Achaisoi. The Lav is not a Lav of Knas, the moment is the moment of Knas. But the Lav is not for the Parsha of Knas, it's some other Lav that we threw in of Achaisoi or Shizokhim or whatever, some Lav that came from somewhere else from left field. So what does that have to do? How can you have from Chayvel? By Chayvel itself, according to the Tosfos Shonim, by Chayvel itself, the din is Mashal Min Aleiker, but not if there's a Lav Min Achutz. If there's a Lav Min Achutz, then you don't have the Tzeres HaKosov of Yad B'Yad, the Tzeres HaKosov of Chayvel. The Tzeres HaKosov of Chayvel is only when it's the Lav of Chayvel with the moment of Chayvel. But if it's some Lav Min Achutz, or moment of Achutz, so then you don't have the Tzeres HaKosov of Chayvel. So what are you learning? So what are you going to learn? What's it going to help to learn after the Knas? According to Lulu. So what's the answer of Tachas Tachas? So I think the answer has to be, this is what I want to end with. The answer has to be that it's only in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chayvel B'Chaver is an exception to Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kol HaTorah Kula, you're like Yemenu Mishalim. Chayvel B'Chaver is an exception. And Mizayim and Chayvel B'Chaver are the exception to the rule. Since they're the exception to the rule, so that it's limited to cases that are pure Chayvel B'Chaver. Moment of Chayvel B'Chaver with Malchus of Chayvel B'Chaver. But if you bring in a Lav Min Achutz, then it's no longer pure Chayvel B'Chaver, right? It's no longer a pure play of just Chayvel B'Chaver, right? Now you've added a regular Malchus that's nothing to do with Chayvel B'Chaver, right? Then you revert to the general rule of Leikim and Mishal. But we're going in Ula. Ula learns out from these three things, once he learns out Tachas Tachas, Ula also calls it Kulas Mishal and Menelik. So according to Ula, once you say Tachas Tachas, we're now going to have three Chayvel B'Chaver and Zayim and Aknas. We're going to laugh from here to call it Kulu that is Mishal and Menelik. Once we're learning, we're using this Xer Shomet will not the Kol HaTorah Kula that you're Mishalim and Eloika. So then I don't care anymore if you add a Lav Min Achutz. What do I get? You add a Lav Min Achutz. So it's not a Lav that comes from the Parsha of Chavolas. But from Chavolas we extrapolate the Kol HaTorah Kula that you're Mishalim and Eloika. The only thing is, this is totally the Sofik and Tosfos. Tosfos has a Sofik, and the Gemara of Tachas Tachas, Tosfos is a Sofik. Does Ula, now that it's Tachas Tachas, does Ula mean now that we have Tachas Tachas, will it have to be the Kol HaTorah Kula? Now there's no pirchus anymore. You know, we had Anein Zoymim and Chavolos, we had a pirchus of Anein Zoymim and Chavolos, we had a pirchus of Tachom or Tachal, but now we had a Knas, so now there's no longer a pirchus going out for you to call it Torah Kulum. Or in fact, Tosfos has a side that maybe according to Ula, it's Taka, Ula never meant in a call it Torah Kulum, Mishalim, and Eloika, only by the specific cases of Chayvel, Anein Zoymim, and Knas. But in call it Torah Kulum, Ula is minded to Rabbi Yochanan that Leikim, Anein Mishalim. Tosfos is super, and Tosfos is more night to. And we had to come to the second one. That it's the Ula holds like really like a Yochanan. That a Kol HaTorah Kula like Yevein Mishalim. Just Ula holds that Knas is like Chayvel and like Ein Zoyim are exceptions to the rule. I don't think Tosfos can hold that way. That's what I want to make clear. Tosfos can't hold that way. Because if Knas is an exception to the rule, like Chayvel, so then like Chayvel, the exception is only when it's pure Knas. When it's the moment of Knas and the Lav of Knas, I don't know what Lav of Knas might be. But here we're talking about you have a lot of a chayse that came in a chutz. By chayvel itself, if it comes in a chutz, is like yevein mishal. So I think there's a hecher here that the Tosfos Shonim has to hold, like not like Tosfos. And if I can't, the Tosfos holds not like the Tosfos Shonim. Okay, this session I imagine I have to go back to over in the after the break, but it's a nice thing. Okay, we'll stop here. Good luck in the finals, and we will we'll resume mitzvashem. After the break, like I said, I think after the break, we'll start again from Ula, but after the over everything.